yeah, I guess, was it food deserts is one of the main things, the main issues that confronts rural North Carolina.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that a lot of times we look at food deserts in the context of urban areas, and that's right. very important. But I think we understand it less when it comes to rural areas. What does it mean to be, you know, over 10 miles from a grocery store if you don't have a car? And that that could be a huge problem. There's also less resources in terms of food banks. North Carolina farmers markets in urban areas are more likely to accept food stamps. So there are a lot of different aspects of it that I think we need to better understand and better address.
We're speaking with Joy Piontak, a research analyst at Duke University Center for Child and Family Policy. She co-authored the article with Michael Shulman, a professor at NC State University. I mean, this is a difficult challenge, of course, when you're dealing with children who may be overweight, may be obese. You don't want them to, you know, label them for life, but also at a young age, you want them to realize that how they are built as a child could determine health issues, you know, later in life down the road.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think one of the important things, too, is that if we look at sort of the schools that have higher rates of obesity, we can address that at a school level, and we don't have to sort of pick out individual children and single them out, but really try to increase the health of the overall school.
Yeah. What kind of school?
For everyone.
Yeah. What kind of challenges are schools facing in getting, you know, healthy foods for our kids? Is it an economic issue? Is it an availability issue? What is it?
Yeah, that's a that's a tricky question. I would say, you know, we didn't look at that specifically in this study.
Right.
From other research, we know that schools with high poverty tend to have lower quality food. And so that's one of the issues that that can be addressed. We didn't actually look at it in this. But in terms of physical education, I know that a lot of schools, especially because testing has become so important in core classes, then resources often are diverted away from things like physical activity to focus on those core classes because they're so important for funding. And so that's one of the things that we can do is sort of recognize that and provide more resources to schools to continue physical education and to really be aware of the quality of the food that's being served.
Well, the study looked at third through fifth grade students. Is there any significance to that age when diet and obesity, overweight becomes an issue where that's a targeting point where children either move on to live a healthy life or stay overweight?
Yeah. So it is. It's sort of this period where children are developing habits and you know, going through a lot of changes. And
yeah.
So it's important to sort of establish those things early so that we can really make a difference in the life course of children.
Yeah. Are you hoping that maybe sometime down the road with children third through fifth grade that this kind of information, this kind of healthy diet information is included in the curriculum?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's certainly a part of it. And making sure that, you know, not only do they get curriculum about what's healthy to eat, but also that they have the resources both in their families and in their schools to actually make those choices.
All right. Anything in this study that we haven't touched on that you think our listeners who may have children in that age group may be dealing with some obese issues that they some hints for them, some ideas for on how to combat this?
No, I think the important takeaway that we've already talked about is just making sure that that we recognize that schools need resources to provide a healthy environment for children, and that's a really important part of maintaining health for the next generation.
Joy Piontak is a research analyst at Duke University's Center for Child and Family Policy. She co-authored the article with Michael D. Shulman, professor at NC State University. North Carolina children who live in rural counties or attend high poverty schools are more likely to be obese. Professor, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Scott.